So today I want to speak about from the today's Torah portion, and I will say nothing new, nothing new. Probably somebody will say, I know it's already. And, you know, it's good. It's good to know. Sometimes very simple things are so important. Then sometimes we are, as people, we are tempted to forget most simple but most important things in our life. Sometimes. So I want to speak about very simple subject in the scripture, but one of the most important for our life. I want us to open the scriptures in the place Numbers chapter 17 and verses from 1 to 8. I want to touch this subject. I thought about it for a long time, and last week this place of scripture captured my heart. I just continued trying. I can't get rid from these thoughts. I continue to thinking about it. Adonai spoke to Moses saying, and this is, before I want to read, I want to say a couple of words. This is the very serious Torah portion, very serious, about Korach, the son of, one of the sons of Levi, who was anointed to be Levi, in the to minister to the Lord. And we know what's happened with his heart. He wants to have power, authority. So he decided to have rebellion against Aaron and Moshe. You know these stories, you can read it. And you know what's happened in the midst of it. In the end, more than 14,000 Jewish people died because of the rebellion against the Lord, against the Moshe and against the Aaron. And now it 17, chapter 17, the Lord wants to show something so important to the Jewish people. He wants to show his calling upon the Aaron's life. He wants to bring this revelation about ministering in the Holy of Holies. And this is so important chapter. Adonai spoke to Moses saying, speak to Bnei Israel and get a rod from each ancestral house, 12 staffs in all, from each prince according to his ancestral household. Write each man's name on his staff. And during the prayer meeting, I asked how to pronounce correctly, staff or staff? Staff. We can read stuff, but it will be wrong, probably. Write Aaron's name on Levi's staff, for there is to be one staff for the prince of each tribe. Then you are to place them in the tent of meeting before the testimony, the Ark of Testimony. So it's before the face of the Lord, the most important place in whole the earth. Where I meet with you, I will come about that the staff of the man I choose will sprout. I will then rid myself of the grumblings of Bnei Israel, who are grumbling against you. So Moses spoke to Bnei Israel. Each of their princes gave him a staff. One staff for each prince according to their ancestral houses. 12 staffs in all. And Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staffs before Adonai in the tent of testimony. The next day Moses entered the tent of testimony, and behold, Aaron's staff from the house of Levi had sprouted, blossomed, and produced Ammons. Powerful. So what's happened here? The Lord showed his will in the life of Aaron in front of whole Israel. He showed his whom he chose to be as a priest in months of Israel. He made clear to the Israelites who should bear the sacrifice. No one from outside can go in the Holy of Holies place, only Aaron and his sons. And I would like to stay at the verse 8. I want to read one more time. The next day Moses entered the tent of testimony, and behold, Aaron's staff from the house of Levi has sprouted, blossomed, and produced almonds. It's beautiful. Next day. So something happens here. In the court of ancient Israelites, the rod, staff, would be a natural symbol of authority. It comes from, it was the tool used by the shepherd to correct and guide the flock. So this was the symbol of authority. This was the symbol of walking with the Lord before the people, in front of the face of the people. So it's not just stick, it was the symbol of authority. And if you understand, you can agree with me, it was the dead. It was a piece of wood. It was not alive. It was without roots, without branches, just simple staff. We can find it in many places. So what's happened there? I took for myself something. Lord, show me from this word something very important for me personally. This is simple thought what I want to share with you. Despite the fact that Aaron was called by the Lord, and he had all the gifts and abilities from the Lord to do his ministry, because Lord already gave him everything. If you remember, when he chose Moses and called Moses to ministry, you remember Moses has some disagreement with the Lord. I can't speak, I can do this. It's usual practice of every man, almost everyone. Almost, maybe not everyone. But sometimes we are talking to the Lord, we're trying to not do something. It sometimes happens. But in this case, the Lord told Moses, I will bring Aaron, your brother, and he will be your mouth. He will speak from your heart. So the Lord already gave him abilities and anointing and everything. So, but despite this fact, it was necessary to put his staff in the presence of the Lord, in the Holy of Holies, so staff can blossom and bear the fruit. Even so, Aaron has everything. This staff should be put in front of the face of the Lord to blossom and bear fruit. As for me, I took some interesting lesson for myself. First of all, it was a great miracle of life. This just stick, that piece of wood, bring fruits, blossom. Can you imagine this? You know, it's normal when living tree blossom. It's normal. We expect. But when stick blossom, something happens. Something should happen, you know. Unusual. Because no roots and no water inside. But the Lord is our root. You know, very interesting. So deep revelation in it. But also, you know, if you read later, you will find that the Lord commanded Moses to put Aaron's staff into the Ark of the Covenant forever. So this staff was put in front of the Lord's face forever, as a reminder, forever. I firmly believe, I personally for myself, our calling, our lives, our future. This is lesson from this verse 8. Our future, our life, our calling is able to blossom and bear the fruits only in front of the face of the Most High God. No other ways. We don't have options. Only in front of the Lord's face we can bring fruits. Only. Imagine today is 7.3 million, billions people on the earth. And the most beautiful things never was and never be anyone like you. You are the special one. And what's interesting for me and beautiful, before the universe was and stars in the sky was created, the Lord already has you in his heart. Before everything starts, he already made you special, special person. He put special personality in your life. He made you a special man and woman. It's beautiful. So our Lord, He is Almighty. And what I want to say, only in front of the face of the Lord, before the Lord, in His presence, our lives become meaningful and gives fruits only. We can't find the meaning for our lives without the Lord. Our lives don't have anything without the Lord. Amen. You know, when I think about it, what could be more obvious? This was a picture for us. You have anointing, you have a calling, you have everything. You can have everything. You can be a multi-gifted person. But without the Lord's presence in your life, without His face, it's only stick. It's only staff without life. And the Lord showed to the Jewish people that this is the life before the Lord. Supernatural, God's life there. Power of the resurrection in there, in front of the Lord's face. It's a powerful lesson. For me, it's a powerful lesson. I want to read from the Brit Hadasha one place, John chapter 10, verse 10. Very famous. The thief comes only to steal. When we hear the name thief, it's obvious why thief come in the night. To steal, not to give, to steal. Slaughter and destroy. Slaughter and destroy. So steal, slaughter, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly. This is the goal. This is the calling of Messiah in our lives. He came that we can have life, and not only life, miserable life as believers, but abundant life in Him. This is the purpose of Messiah for our lives. And I believe it's not talking about money or something, but money is also good, but it's speaking about much more than money, more vulnerable things, happiness in Yeshua. Only through Yeshua you can have happiness, real happiness, without, you know, something else. The purpose in your life, only in front of God's face, only Yeshua. The calling in your life, the joy of salvation, everyday joy, the wonders from the Lord, and also the mission in your life. Everything is only through the Yeshua, because He is and Father, the one, the same, the one. You know, and our enemy, he knows it. He knows that Messiah came to bring life to us, and if he can't prevent us from coming to Yeshua, from repentance, from Tshuva, he trying to steal presence of the Lord from us. It's his way of doing. Because he knows, when we have presence of the Lord, we have resurrection power inside of us. We have influence inside of us. We have power to change obstacles inside of us. We can change people's lives, not because we are so strong or powerful or beautiful. We are, I agree. But Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And this is the power of resurrection. Our enemy, he knows it. He wants to steal, he wants to destroy, he wants to take lives from the people. And he knows how to do. The best way for him is to prevent us from the presence of the Lord in our life. This all. What would happen with the staff of Aaron if this staff would not be, how to say it's English, it's hard for me to say. If the Aaron would not put his staff in the Holy of Holies, what would happen with the staff? It would remain to be just that place or piece of wood. It's all, nothing more. It will be good piece of wood, beautiful, probably, unusual. It belongs to Aaron, but death, without life. without life, with calling, with purpose, but without life. The same with our lives as a believers. I believe we have two major parts in us. First, calling of God in our lives. Every one of us, we have calling from Him. And second part, our response to His calling, our faith and our obedience to Him. So I can tell you, each of us, we are called by the Lord. Each of us. He called us. And now our part to respond to His calling, to say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. I will go with you. I will do what you want to do with me and through me. I like this place of scripture, this Matthew 22 from verse 1. Matthew 22 and also Luke 14, the same place, same story. I want to read from Luke 14, from verse 16. But Yeshua said to him, a certain man was hosting a large banquet, and he invited many. Let's say, he invited many. This is the heart of our Lord. He wants to have all of us, all people. He wants to save people from death, from the hell, from destruction. He don't want to see miserable people. He wants to save all the nations of the earth. It was His plan. And He invited many. At the time for the banquet, He sent His slave to tell those who has been invited, come, everything is already prepared. Come, everything is already prepared. And verse 18, but every one of them began to beg off. The first said to Him, I bought the farm, and I am obligated to go out to see it. I am asking you to have me excused. Then another one said, I've purchased 5 teams of oxen, and I'm going to check them out. I'm asking you to have me excused. Still another said, I've married a wife, so I cannot come. The slave came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house got angry and said to his slave, quickly, go out in the squares and alleys of the city and bring here the poor, the maimed, the blind, and the lame. And the verse 24, for I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my banquet. Very powerful story. In Matthew 22, verse 14, also very interesting verse, it says here, for many are called, but few are chosen. Let's say many are called, few are chosen. What's happened here? Everyone is called, but only few says, yes, Lord. This is the difference between people who called by the Lord and who chosen. People who chosen is people who says, yes, Lord, I will go with you. I will do what you want me to do. As Moses, he was called and he was chosen. As Aaron, he was called and he was chosen by the Lord. It's powerful. It's powerful. You know, we are special in our calling and our lives, and it's very important to know who we are in the Lord, and also so important to stay and live in this position before the Lord, to be called by the Lord, and remain to be chosen by Him. Not to step back from His calling, not to... This is why the Lord told to Moses to put this staff forever into the presence of the Lord. One of the lessons of it for us. Not go away from this place of presence of the Lord. To stay there. To be in the place where the Lord wants you to be. Our calling is to blossom and bear fruit. This is our calling. We can't allow ourselves to cool down and go away from Yeshua and His ways. I want to ask, who is a believer here more than 1 year? Do we have? Probably almost everyone. 10 years, 15 years. Even after 100 years, Lord wants to see us in the fire for Him. blossom with the fruits. Not just a piece of wood without life in it. You know, in the army we have soldiers, generals, and, you know, I don't know the last in here in America. Who is the most high in army? President, okay. You know, in the Lord we are the soldiers. We can't be presidents in the Lord. We can't allow ourselves to do what we don't want to do. We are the soldiers. We are the sons and daughters of the Lord. We can still be in fire in our 80s, even more. Do you remember the story of Caleb? I was talking about it last time. When he was old man, in front of the mountain, he asked Joshua Ben-Nun, he told him, I want to take this mountain because giants live in these mountains. And I'm still powerful as I am before. I want to take this land. It's mine. You promised me to give me. I believe this is the presence of the Lord. In His presence, in His in front of His face, in the Holy of Holies, we can be renewed every day. We can remain in fire for the Lord. Amen. A few places of the scriptures I want to read, and it's beautiful. We want to have miracles. We want to have answers from the Lord. We want to see the reality of the Lord. But where can we find the Lord? Of course, we can find Him in the hiding room, in the hiding place, secret room. Before, during the time of temple, it was the temple. If you want to find the Lord, you go into the temple and He's there. You bring the sacrifice, He's there. I want to show one interesting place of Scripture, and it's for me, it's a very important place of Scripture. And this is my belief. This my heart comes from. Matthew 18:20. For there two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Simple, nothing new, but so powerful. If I want to find the Lord, the best place to find Him, you know where is it? It's here, in the place where two or three we come together. Because He promised us, according to His word, He will be with us. I remember the story about Adam. You remember the story about Adam and Eve? When they commit sin, first what they do? You remember what? They, after they discover something about themselves, they try to hit where? Bushes. Oh, powerful. From the Almighty God. And I found something. This is the nature of man. To try to hide themselves from the Lord. Even if something wrong with us, or we do something wrong, or probably some problems in our life, we're trying to hide sometimes from the Lord. But the best place to be, it's in the house of the Lord. This is the best place. This is the place of God's presence. And this is very simple, but so important. I want to read a few stories, and it's powerful. We want to have miracles. We want to have answers from the Lord. Because we are people of faith, we want to see the miracles from the Lord. Mark chapter 2, verse 3 and 5. Some people came bringing to Him a paralyzed man, carried by four men. It's a beautiful story of faith. If you want to have faith, this is one of the stories. Then they couldn't get near Yeshua because of the crowd. They removed the roof where He was. So they had options. They can bring Him, brought His man to the house and put him there. They could decide, okay, I will send SMS message to Yeshua so he can pray for paralyzed man, or I will send a letter to him. Maybe he will read somewhere and will do miracles. But they decide to do something. They get something from Yeshua. They get something from the Spirit of the Lord. They understood the nature of faith. They understood this paralyzed man needs miracle. And only place in the earth to have this miracle, it's in front of the Yeshua's face. No more places. It was the last chance for them. And they did something very unusual. What do you think? It's usual or not? Our ministry service and somebody, you know, just put yourself in this position. And please think from the position of the owner of this house. So he invited Yeshua in his house. He has good party, beautiful time. And now, come on. Yeshua, what's happened here? What a mess in my home. I invite you, but where's my roof? Nice. This is why sometimes Yeshua walking in our life. He taking roof out of us. So he doing something. So, but different. They removed the roof where he was. After digging through, so they dig this place. They lowered the man on which the paralyzed, they lowered the mat on which the paralyzed man was lying. Yeshua seen their faith, and this is powerful. Probably honor seen the people with chutzpah. He was probably angry. Who knows? Maybe not, but. Maybe I will be angry for them. Some people were amazed by these four people, what they doing here. They can't wait for Yeshua to come out of house. What they doing? Why they're so hurry? So different people, different opinions. Two Jews, three opinions. But Yeshua looked at them and he saw different. He saw their faith. It's powerful for me. Through this action, and I want to tell something. It was not hiding faith. It was not something in the corner of the street. It was bold. It was strong. They dig the roof and they just put this man in front of him and do something, Yeshua. We need, so this is paralyzed man. This is you. Do something. We need you. And this is powerful because Yeshua saw their faith and he do something. Say to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. Wow. He not only get the healing from Yeshua, but forgiveness of his sins. Because of the faith of these four friends, he has a good friends, powerful friends. You know, what's the lesson from it? For me, lesson that these people get something from the scriptures. They understood the miracle for them is in front of the Yeshua's face. Never anywhere more. Only there. And they get to this point. They dig. They just, they give, so probably they paid for this roof after. Probably. I guess. I hope. But it's sacrifice from them, their side. Because sacrifice and faith comes together. Another story. It's funny story. It's almost anecdote in here. It's Luke chapter 19. Now Yeshua entered Jericho and was passing through. What does it mean, passing through? Can you explain me? So he just, you know, it was not his final decision, Jericho. He decided to go straight. He don't want to stay there. He don't want to spend time. He just walking straight through Jericho. And if you know, Jericho is not a favored place. It's nothing to do there, not much. What's happened there? And here was a man by the name of Zacchaeus. And it's, I like it. Here was a man. So it appears some man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief of tax collector. And you need to understand, tax collector, first of all, even in our days, it's not favored people for all everyone. But in the days of Yeshua, tax collectors works for Romans. So they taking money not only for Israel, but for Romans. So there were Jews, but they work for enemies. And people usually hate them because they were not honest people. They were, not the best people in the Israel land. So, but he was there, tax collector, chief of tax, not just tax, but chief, powerful. And he was rich, of course. He take much more than he should take. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Yeshua was. But he couldn't because of the crowd, for he was short in height. He was small, man. Rich, but small. His money don't help him to grow. So verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see Yeshua, for he was about to pass through that way. So Yeshua just walking in his way. He just talking to the people. He just, you know, proclaimed the word of God, gospel. He talked to, and this man, who was short, climbed on the tree to see who Yeshua was. So something was in his heart. And Yeshua recognized something more than just the man who was in the sin. He recognized faith in the life of Zacchaeus. What's happened next? It's powerful. So he ran ahead and he climbed onto sycamore to see Yeshua. Then Yeshua came to the place. He looked up and said to him, it's powerful, Zacchaeus, hurry and came down, for I must stay at your house today. Powerful. Sinner, tax collector. But something in him, in his heart, he wants to see Yeshua, who Yeshua is, who Yeshua was. He wants to find who Yeshua was. So he made step, and Yeshua understood something. This was the step of faith from Zacchaeus. Powerful. Powerful. And you know the result, verse 9. Then Yeshua said to him, today salvation has come to his home, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Powerful. You know, when I think about it, I believe these actions, such faith will not remain without response. This faith impressed our Lord every time. People who, if you read the carefully scriptures, people who received miracles from Yeshua or in the Tanakh, usually these people who came to Yeshua passed through the crowds. You remember this blind man? He cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And people tried to quiet him. What are you doing? You see, Yeshua, he is busy. You can be quiet. If he wants, he will heal you, if he wants. And every time people who do this, climb a tree, doing so many things, they get answers from the Lord. It's powerful, because this is the action of faith. Amen. And they were in his presence, because they understood he is their answer. And Yeshua is only answer for us. He is the place for us, safe place. In front of his face, we can have victory, blessings, everything from him. And I want to tell you something very quick. I want you to understand that only our faith make difference. Only our faith. Scripture says, without faith, we can't listen to God. Only with our faith. Amen. Amen. I just want to end with some interesting observation from my side. Today we are living in a very interesting world. World is changed very much. We have technology, we have cell phones, we have computers, and it's beautiful. We can work from our home sometimes, and we can know everything about everyone if you want to know. We can up-to-date each other. If something happened, we can text message or send some request, and it's good to have prayer requests, to pray for each other. It's very beautiful. I believe it's true. But I want to remind ourselves, we can't forget that nothing can replace the live fellowship in the body of Messiah. Nothing. Prayer together, it's so important. When we get together, two or three of us, He is with us. Amen. I want to repeat again. If you are healthy and you have a possibility, maybe not so healthy, but you can move at least, Please come and pray together in the prayer meetings. Please mark your time for the services. Take your time to be with the Lord. Amen. Of course, it's good to send requests for prayers, but I believe it's more powerful when you come to the prayer meeting and pray for your needs with all your hearts, with all your faith. This is the powerful prayer. Amen. So I want to end. I promise you nothing new. I tell you everything you know already. I just want to conclude with the place of Scripture. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith, it's always active. Always. Amen. So let's pray together and close our service. And let's pray Aaronic benediction together. Let's stand together and be with somebody, not be alone. So let's pray. Yeverecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Isa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, his peace, in the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat.